It's a new week. Yes, it is. Welcome to another episode of Kicking with the Crew. We are your host, RBI Crew 7. I am Ryan, RBI.
Why are you looking everywhere but at me? Neil Crew 7.
Because you're making fun of me as I do this. Alongside us is the man, the myth, the legend. He is wearing a Cooper Cup jersey today.
I wonder why.
He is our producer. He is Tyson Magdorn. And special guest, like we told you last week.
Hi, everybody.
I ain't got time for this. We got to talk draft, all right? Can stop interrupting me. You both. Penalties.
What?
For just interrupting me in the podcast, all right? Stop it. All right. Special guest. He's over there so quietly in the corner.
I'm the special guest.
Oh, there Matt Hanel. Mr.
Alaskan Crab Fishing.
Yep.
Sports cards, Texas teams, breaks, 1437 hike. Yes, he is here. So, to give you a little rundown, Tyson is wearing the Cooper Cup jersey. Matt is wearing, is that a Cowboys show?
Yep.
Oh, DeMarcus Ware. He's got a hat with him, too. Neil is wearing his Los Angeles Chargers hoodie with a Los Angeles Chargers hat.
This is the
Adam
hat.
Is in the background wearing absolutely nothing, Pittsburgh, which shucks the living you-know-what out of me.
I thought you were going to say absolutely nothing.
He's got a date tonight, and I am wearing my hopefully soon-to-be-signed for a long-term deal Justin Jefferson jersey.
So you're wearing a JJ. Are you predicting
I am wearing
something?
The JJ in Minnesota that's going to stay the only JJ in Minnesota, and we're not jumping to the draft yet, but we're going to get to the draft because this podcast today is going to be geared around the NFL draft. So we're going to speed up the normal stuff we talk about, and we're going to get on to that draft because I know everybody in this room right now is fired up for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Neil, did you see the Kings or the Vegas Golden Knights?
We're not talking hockey. We've already discussed this before. I said we're talking playoff hockey. We're talking playoff NBA. We're not doing that. Today is the draft.
We have to give out one shout-out, though. Shout-out Tommy Dreamer.
Shout-out Tommy Dreamer, yes. Yeah, shout-out Tommy Dreamer. You always
Tommy. Shout-out Tommy. Hope you're doing well.
Miss you, Tommy. Speaking of Tommy, Jimmy's calling me right now, Reese.
Oh, put him on the podcast.
Yep. Jimmy's calling me. Hi, Reese. I know you'll listen to some point. I can't answer. I'm in the podcast. So
what are you doing?
I know.
Man.
Bother me during
the podcast.
I don't
know who the Eagles are drafting. Go away.
All right. Here we go. So without further ado, Matt, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for stepping away from your busy duties of the shop and making sure everything runs correctly and done.
I think Nathan's got it under control right now.
I think we're in good hands with Nathan. So we're here. How many times did you watch draft day today, Neil?
Once, but I've been watching draft stuff all day.
All day. Matt, following draft stuff all day?
He's been working.
I've been working.
Tyson, you?
Honestly, I've been working.
Okay. Well, good. Neil just like, yeah, I've been watching draft day, watching draft coverage. We're sitting in the office this morning, and it's like 10:05, and Neil's just sitting here like, I'm working. And he's sitting like, kind of like not in his computer, just playing on his phone.
My back to my computer.
And then just all of a sudden goes,
oh, it's 10 o'clock.
Oh, it's 10:05. I probably should start working. I'm like, yeah, you probably should. So,
hey, to be fair, I didn't watch you rip another four cases of
Impeccable WWE. Yes, which I did that today. Up to 37 now because I have issues.
What WrestleMania was
it? It was great. Adam comes over.
In a
and
row?
He's like, in a row, yes. Adam comes over and he goes, hey, do you know those four cases of Impeccable WWE are in front? I'm like, yeah, I ripped them. So
there's one left.
There is another one that came in today. I'm not going to rip that.
Just kind of sitting there all by himself.
I need to take a break. I may rip tonight because I'm going to have to rip something. Because normally I rip football, but I'm not going
contenders,
to.
Right? No, that's usually.
You used to always do contenders, but it's just, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. You can't get.
Maybe you should rip some of that new metal jumbo football that's coming in.
You know what, Tyson? We are today on the podcast.
Ah!
Now you're going to get to do a jumbo.
We're going to reap it?
Yes. You're used to handling jumbos.
One of you other ones going to do jumbos. I'm going to do a hobby, and then somebody else could do a hobby. So that's going to be our product preview today. So you know what? While we're doing a product preview, let's just get on releases because I'm telling you guys, I just want to get to talk draft.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to talk draft. I've been waiting for this day. It's a national holiday.
I was going to see if you did your 2018 research.
I've done a little, okay? The problem is there's 18,000 different mock drafts out there that, oh, Drake May's going to fall the Vikings at 11. No, he's not going to fall the Vikings at 11.
You would be so happy.
I would be so happy. I would actually be okay with J.J. McCarthy falling to 11, but we're not going to go there right now. Let's get back to the product. Stop interrupting me. I'm just counting down. I'm leaving at 4:30, by the way. I'm leaving early today.
Unbelievable.
You know, it happens. So let's get on new releases. Yesterday, we had the 23 Skybox Metal Universe Champions Multisport.
Champions. Greats.
What is that?
Champions.
Oh, I see what you did there. That we broke some live. Don't know if we moved much in the store. It's a multi-sport one, but did break it live. However, this one went over extremely well yesterday. 23-24 Panini Origins H2.
Yeah,
which was insane, apparently loaded.
It's just weird that it looks like a blaster to me.
It is a blaster. It's a glorified blaster, but it's like a hobby blaster. That's what's crazy is like the hobby is only like 100. Well, now we had to raise it because it shot up. Like hobby box went like 100 bucks more than your guaranteed autos, but can't pull a Victor auto. Do you really want to pay 100 bucks more?
Right. Nope.
I mean, who else can you not pull?
Brandon Miller,
Cam Whitmore, Scoot Henderson.
Who's Scoot?
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know.
Anybody know? Tyson, you know Scoot is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that one extremely well over yesterday. I think we pulled several good Victors out of it.
That's what Dave was saying.
I think Adam posted one on MRA today. All right, moving in to releases tomorrow. Got to look up that guy. We've got what our preview is today, which we're going to do momentarily, is the 24 Leaf Metal Football. There's a hobby and a jumbo. We're going to do
four boxes,
but we're going to do two hobby, two jumbo. That's going to be the preview. And then there is Topps Pristine Road to Euro. Sorry, let me refresh this. 2023 Topps Pristine Road to Euro 2024 soccer hobby boxes. Mm. That is also releasing tomorrow. We don't have a ton of that coming.
That's not confusing at all.
Not at all. No. I it's like one soccer is 23, one's 23, 24, one's 23,
27. At least in hockey.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's go on to next week's releases. Tyson is ultimate 22. Oh, my gosh. It's not even 23.
Like I said, it's 22, 23, 21, 22.
Womp, womp. Okay.
I mean, they're doing movies that came out 2 years
ago. Here's the thing with Ultimate. It is the product home of Shields.
I love Ultimate. Ultimate's one so, like, of them. I will rip
it doesn't Ultimate. Matter what year that is.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
There's Gretzky Shields. There's McDavid Shields. It doesn't matter what year it is. It's the home of the Shield. So if you want to try to rip and hit an actual NHL Shield, this is the product
which
for
we've
it.
Had done in the shop before. Patrick
yes,
hit.
Patrick, two in
yeah,
one day.
Two in one day, yes, last
so,
year. From
yeah,
us.
It so, is out there.
So this is next Wednesday. This is 22-23 Ultimate Collection. Is that confirmed? Do you know?
Not that I've confirmed.
Okay, because we don't know the Zubrdek stuff, but.
Right.
You didn't get the text yet?
No, I didn't okay. get Vince McMahon's text yet.
Also, apparently next week is 22-23 Marvel Annual. I did get confirmation that. Looks like NT Racing has been pushed back. Let me see what my source is.
Got
I
red flag. It got red flag.
You got a guy?
Let me get my sources here. My sources says it is now pushed back a following week to 5-8. Okay. So also next Wednesday, 5-1 is 23-24 Recon Basketball. And the big one, 23-24 Crown Royal Basketball, which will be very Ooh. Big. We've seen a lot of Tim Duncan silhouette yep. patch autos. There
Shout
are
out
green
out
Tim Duncan.
Shout out Tim Duncan. There are cream kabooms in here, which
cream I'm kabooms.
Victor's gonna. This product's gonna be yeah. insane.
Jeez, the Spurs are gonna be so expensive.
The silhouettes are always yeah. one of my favorites. Yeah.
This, cream Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, cream.
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 Cream. Yeah, like cream. Who's coming to salute? Yeah.
Yeah. That, okay. Yeah. That's what's
wondering. No, just green. Green. Whatchamacallit. So that is what? Another what we like to call light week. Thank you.
In breaks, if you thought the Spurs were expensive before with Victor, now that Tim Duncan's in
dawn,
there.
It didn't even dawn on my
sheesh.
Brain. How expensive is that spot going to be?
That's going to be bad.
Wow. Bad goes a lot. Well, that's it. It has been light after light after light. Oh, it's been great.
There's dual shields, too.
Oh, it's going to. Oh, you're talking about the ultimate?
Yeah, I see the checklist now. Hey, at least one of the rookies woke up. Like, this whole 22-23 class has been really, like, this year.
Yeah.
Shane Wright came back, finally, after a whole year of being in the CHL, RHL, came back the last week-ish, week and a half about games and played well. So there maybe there's a chase finally in this year's product.
Potentially,
but I don't know is right. So
Shields. And
I like it. Scott?
Who's, what?
Scott Shields.
I don't know who that is.
Topps? Speaking of Topps, I'll be at the Topps conference this weekend.
Okay.
In Atlanta.
Oh, you're on vacation again. Okay.
I'm not on vacation. I am going to Atlanta to work for the Topps conference.
Actually, you're going to sit there.
Yes, sir.
Work. Work.
You're going to do what I do. It's just sit there.
I don't have sources to tell me this, but I think my gut, and I have two these days, I think we're going to meet Ronald Acuna Jr.
Which
would
be
shocked.
Pretty awesome.
I actually That'll think be that'd cool. be cool. It's a good chance because it's in Atlanta. It's actually being taken place at the, which I know Matt would probably love to go to one day, the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they're hosting. Did yeah. I tell you that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no. That's where they're hosting. So they want us. Cool. That's why we were wanting us to wear our gear on Monday night.
Yep.
Yeah, what school are you wearing?
I'm going to wear Texas shoes and a Mizzou shirt.
The betrayal.
I am. They've been my two teams. Literally, I've been a Mizzou, rooting for Mizzou since mid-90s and fell in love with Texas with Ricky Williams.
Never really rooted for Mizzou.
Yeah, no. Born and raised.
I'm
never forget.
You didn't bring out like the SEMO shirt.
How many SEMO?
How many conversations? That's for. Oh, never heard of that school. Yeah, we're not gonna talk about my education. Well, it's I have a card shop. It's open. We're good. So.
Talk about mine. It'll take about 14 years, but we can get there.
Well, I can wear my SCA.
Oh, I don't have any SCA memorabilia at all.
You shouldn't. You probably shouldn't.
I don't have any. Of the others, though, I don't have any memorabilia from any of those schools, actually.
All right. So I'll be there. WWE drafts tomorrow. However, I'd love to talk about that, but we could talk about recap next
week. We'll recap.
We'll recap that. But real quick, one last thing to touch about. We do have next Saturday is the Columbia Card Show. That is put on by Dugout Sports Cards. That is in Columbia, Missouri, that we all go to. It's May the 4th be with you, by the way.
Oh, shout out. Luke
Skywalker. We've sold so much Star Wars today in the past 24 hours, too.
Yeah.
I actually sold Lane from Leighton hit me up today. He's like, do you got any good Star Wars in the 100 to 400 range? So I sent him a picture, some stuff, and he bought like three cards for me.
Yep.
So I'm assuming they're doing some Star Wars product next week. Yeah. So, not to get off subject. So, again, that is next Saturday, May 4th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is the Sports Cards Collector Show in Columbia, Missouri at 2601 South Providence Road. That's the Stony Creek Inn. It's got a little convention part. However, it's going to get interesting on this one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Not only is this a father-son trip, I am now bringing my baby girl. She is 5, and she was told when she turned 5, you didn't know this, did you?
Not this. I knew she was coming.
She could go on her first ever trip with Parker and I. So,
she's fired up, ain't she?
She's, oh, my God. So once we told her on Monday morning, she went to gymnastics that day, and she was telling the girl who's teaching her, I'm going to Columbia, my daddy. 10 more sleeps, I get to go to Columbia. I'm skipping soccer to go to Columbia. I'm going to swim. We're going to play. And then she was telling Shannon she already wants to get her Pokemon binder ready.
That's awesome.
And all this stuff. She every day she wakes up, she's like, 8 more sleeps, 7 more sleeps.
She's ready to go.
Oh, she is. I'm excited to bring her in. It's going to be a work with her. But we're going to go up Friday, and then we're going to do the show. So, Chase, can't wait to get out there and support him.
You're going
to
have your hands full. Well, but you're going to have the sheriff, aren't
Denny's
you?
Good. No, sheriff's not going.
What?
The sheriff is in Florida on like a 10-day vacation with his woman. Yeah.
Tan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in real trouble.
Did he give you like a week notice?
Not going to.
Some other people?
Oh, no. I did not get a 3 weeks notice. No, he told me that last time.
Just to let you know, the next show after that is in August.
Are you going to go to the show?
I was not planning on it because I was taking care of other financial tires on a car and
not an Alexa Bliss.
Tires on a car gets me to work gets me to pay for an Alexa Bliss. We got to do the chain of events here.
Fair enough.
So let me get some tires.
Okay, so you may or may not come. Matt, RDSU, you said you're not coming.
Nah.
Neil, you got to work the shop.
I'm working
I'm not working the next one, but I cannot go to Dean's birthday because I'm working, so y'all can go.
So that's like 3 or 4
someone
weeks from now.
Wasn't invited
to what?
Dean's birthday party.
Okay, Tyson.
Yikes.
Can I tell you this? You don't have kids. It's like a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that's why I'm so thankful.
Okay, good.
Because like I would have felt really bad.
I don't
want
you to feel butthurt. Like,
it's
you
a
want
mini
to get kids.
No.
It's kind of like...
Yeah, no, I'm... happy birthday.
It's like when your kids are that age, they're so little, they can't call their friends and say, hey, you want to come to the party? I can't even communicate. Can this person come? So you invite your friends with kids. Yeah, so that's how it works. So,
good luck.
Okay, but again, that is next Saturday, May the 4th. If you want to drive out there, great show. Like Tyson said, not another one until August. So this one, we definitely want to hit. And
month after
can't
the
wait.
National. Month after the National is when the next one is.
You know, it's 2 weeks after the National, that big Fanatics show.
Oh, boy.
And okay. Tom Brady, maybe he'll have full signatures.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, about that. We're not going to go down that path. All right, without further ado, we got to do a product preview. And then we have saved this entire show, which right now looks about 50 minutes, to talk about the draft.
Oh, that's
45,
tonight?
According to my producer.
That's tonight?
That is tonight, yes. Oh. Party at my house. By the way, party in my house. I'll have Stefania's pizza and wings for you. Ready to go. Have you ever had Steph's pizza?
I haven't had Steph's pizza, but I've had Stefania's pizza.
See, I'm not a big pizza guy, but like Stefania's, I freaking so love Stefania's.
Yeah.
Like, I could eat that all the time.
It literally cannot be Emos, and I'll eat it.
Emos is the square beyond comparing
it
to...
It is literally a saltine cracker with cheese on it.
All right, so who... We know Matt. Pick your jumbo.
Thank you.
Okay. Neil gets a jumbo, he says.
Oh, I was going to say Tyson.
No, I want to do a hob.
There you go. All right, so again, we are previewing 2024 Leaf Metal Football. This releases tomorrow.
This guy's name's Juju Lewis.
That's the top recruit in the nation.
I'll tell you, just wait till you pull an orgy.
He's like the number one kid, and Leaf right. did an exclusive deal with him.
Two base.
Oh yeah, look at you. Look at me.
Two base cards and 5 autos per hobby, not jumbo.
I will tell you one thing, like on. On the reels on Facebook, I see so many people ripping Leaf now.
Oh, it's awesome.
So many people.
You guys are ripping a ton on Sundays.
Yes.
I think you guys, I know Dave does a good amount, but you guys do more on Sundays than Dave does. So Matt here, if you've heard us talk about our Matts, he and the other Matt, we got Hanel and Shermanic, they both break Sunday nights.
M&M breaks.
M&M from 6 p.m. till midnight.
Yes, sir.
And Matt has a nice drive home now.
Oh, I love it.
Who needs sound effects when you got Matt Hanel in the house? All right. So in this hobby box, you're going to get 5 autographs plus 2 base cards. What are you getting in your jumbo?
10 autographs plus 4 base. 9 autos plus a 101 slabbed proof auto.
All right. So here we go. Try not to look at my bottom.
Trust me, nobody's wanting to look at that.
Don't look at my bottom card. All right. I'll wait till they get theirs open, then we'll go one by one with the base card. We'll go around the room like a nice circle. No peeky.
No peeky.
All right, so remember, Neil and I have the hobby. They have the jumbo.
I've got a jumbo. Try again.
He's got a jumbo.
You got a jumbo?
I got a jumbo.
You got a jumbo. My bad. All right. Why don't we let the jumbo go first? You go.
Should we do the...
You can do your... Who's your proof auto?
Caleb Odom.
Caleb Odom, 101 proof auto.
Looks like he's from the Army game.
Okay.
Mine is Matthew Sluka. Ooh. It looks like he could be from either like Northwestern or TCU.
Got that Sluka.
Some purplish.
Sluka. All right. And
but it does look like a quarterback, so that's good.
Well, that's a good thing. Tyson, what is your first base card?
Boex Collins. B-E-A-U-X is his first name.
Okay, what's the number
Bo.
Two?
Yeah, I would go with Bo.
4 of 8.
All right, I've got a Keandre Lambert Smith, numbered 1 of 9. Period. Looks like a Penn State.
Looks like jersey number then.
Oh, it is 1 of 9. Yeah, jersey number. All right, Neil?
Mine's easier to pronounce. Anthony Richardson.
That was easy.
1 of 3.
Not a bad start, Matt.
Dick Butkus. 2 of 8.
Emphasis on the dick part. Okay. Oh, this all is actually good in our area. Okay. Tyson, you go ahead. Next base card.
I have the Brady Slayer, Eli Manning.
Nice.
Not numbered.
Huh?
Not numbered.
Okay. Well.
I thought they were all numbered.
Not
okay,
numbered.
Okay, fair enough. All right. No, you're right, because I have an Elijah Badger not numbered, so I will refrain from my stupidity. Neil.
I also have a Brady Slayer, but mine is numbered.
What is yours number 2?
1 of 1.
Hey!
Oh, there you go. What color is
it? It's like a gold cracked ice.
Let me see that. Look at that.
Would you just look at it?
That's atomic.
Eli Manning, 1 of 1. There you go. That's a good looking card.
Dang right.
Matt?
Speaking of the NFL draft tonight, I have a Caleb Williams, 1 of 10.
Ooh. Nice looking. There you go.
Draft pick number.
Yeah. Yes. eBay 101, 1 of 10.
All right. Tyson, first auto.
Oh, do you want to go through their base card still?
Yeah, we still
have you still have base card. My bad. Go ahead.
I have Jaden Rashada.
Cheese.
And that one's not numbered.
I'll cover up this one. I have Jayshon Jones, not numbered.
And then John Rhys Plumlee, not numbered.
And my last base card is Xavier Weaver, not numbered.
Oh, not worthy? All right. He's not worthy.
Tyson, first auto?
Sure. It says, so money, it's a $100 bill.
Because he is money.
Tyler Brown. Looks like Clemson.
Okay.
He looks very scared. 2 of 8.
Okay. My first auto was popular in this area, Cody Schrader.
Oh, that's cool.
Autograph Mizzou running back, 3 of 10.
Okay.
Going in the draft this year. Good auto. That'll be a popular one in our area.
Yeah, it will be. Go ahead, Matthew.
I will one-up you and have a Cody Schrader 1 of 9.
Ooh, look at us, 2 Cody Schraders. Who would have thought?
Not me.
I have a so money of Will Shepard.
Okay.
4 of 5. Like black prismatic kind of look.
All right. Tyson? Who are we on? Tyson? No, you're auto next.
Oh, that's right. You did the Mizzou kid. I have a quarterback, I believe, from Ohio State.
What?
I think. Lincoln Kineholz.
What was that? Can you say that again?
He definitely goes to Ohio State then.
Kineholz. Yeah. Kineholz.
Okay.
He's got Kineholz.
Lincoln Kineholz. 1 of 7.
Okay.
I believe it's Ohio State.
My next auto is a lot easier to pronounce. Nye, N-Y, like New York car. So Money is the insert 1 of 5.
My next auto is a quarterback from the Cincinnati Bearcats, Brendan Sorsby, 1 of 2.
Ooh.
Ooh, 1 of 2.
Neil?
Nate McCollum, kind of prismatic looking, 1 of 9. We got a lot of 1 of's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
Me.
That would be Tyson.
Georgia running back, Roderick Robinson II.
Yeah, at least it's easy to pronounce. I mean, some of these.
One of one.
Oh, it's the only one of one.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I'm using it.
You got a good one on the end?
No, I still got two at the bottom, but that's...
That's why I got some
cover. Oh. All right. Davius Richard, quarterback.
Davius.
6 of 8, purple auto. Do not know the team. It's like a maroon jersey, so...
Okay, we're covering that up.
Jalewis Soldman? Solomon, sorry. Jeez. 4 of 6. And a laser look. I skipped you, my bad.
My next auto is Antoine Hill Jr., quarterback, 4 of 4. I just looked him up. Apparently, he's still in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. He's taking visits to Texas A&M, Memphis, and Florida.
Look at Matt. I'm not gonna lie. Homework.
It's crazy that these high schoolers are...
Got better autographs than the current people?
Well, that's not hard to do.
Is this Ryan?
Nope, this is
you, sir.
You're
up.
Really? Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to look up my kid to be all cool like Matt over here. Caden Slater. Salter.
Ooh, that one's cool.
Caden Salter. S-A-L-T-E-R.
Okay, I got another quarterback here. It's a pink. Looks like a pink wave.
1 of 4.
Sorry. My bad.
Another one.
Jump of the gun.
Jesus.
Jaden Davis. 2 of 4 auto.
There you go.
I've heard of him.
Sorry, Matthew, I skipped you last time, so go ahead.
No, it's fine. My next auto is another quarterback again. 1 of 9, Keon Jenkins, quarterback for Florida International.
Oh,
so how many cards you guys got left? You guys still have more. Tyson and I are the last one, right?
Two. I got like 5 left.
5.
Okay.
All right. Go back and forth for a while.
Yeah, until you guys get your last card. I don't know who my last card is.
I have a So Money Green of Malik Murphy. Quarterback, 5 of 5.
Yeah, he was the dude that was Quinn Ewers' backup this past year at Texas, but he's transferred.
I was going to say, it looked like a Texas.
He transferred out, yeah.
Well, yeah, you got Archie behind you.
My next auto is a State Pride auto. State Pride of the state of Minnesota.
Hey.
Darius Taylor auto. Looks like a running back probably for the Golden Gophers. 10 of 10.
Oh, nice.
Michael Van Buren. Looks like West Virginia, 7 of 7.
My next is another quarterback, Bo Pribula, 4 of 4. It looks probably like BYU or Penn State, I would guess.
Okay, so this one kind of looks like a super. So Graffiti Graphs.
Nice. That should be a 1 of 1.
Chris Brazell II, and it is a 1 of 1.
Let me see that guy. Let me see it. Oh, it looks sharp. Yeah. Okay.
Mine, I think it's another high schooler.
Oh, this is cool.
Zion Turner, 8 of 9, high school auto.
My next one's actually of a quarterback in the NFL right now.
Oh.
Mr. Tyson Badgett.
Yep.
Armed and Dangerous, number 4 of 10.
So my second to last auto was actually my last auto, but I switched it because I like the second to last more.
Fair
enough. It's Nico Marischal, quarterback, 1 of 2. I think he's the quarterback at West Virginia, if my mind recalls correctly. But, yeah,
okay.
Pretty good auto.
Then I did the same. I switched because I like the last one more.
Fair enough.
But Peyton Woodyard, it's kind of a teal, 2 of 2.
Okay. So we're on the last card here. Tyson, you're going to go first?
Let me ask a question. You have no idea?
I have no idea.
How many autographs are on your last one?
One.
Oh.
How many are on yours?
One.
Mine's not one.
Okay, so we'll do you last. I'll go first. You go last, okay?
Sure.
One, okay. My last autograph is not bad. Sam Hartman.
Hey.
Notre Dame quarterback, Sam Hartman. Heartthrob for the women, 3 of 4. You see, like, he went viral on social media after his combine. Like, women are like, he looks like a movie star running down the thing and stuff like that.
Go ahead,
Sam
Matt.
Hartman, not bad.
My last auto, the insert set is called Draft Bound because we are going to see this guy drafted. probably not tonight, probably day two. It's a one of one. Blake Corum.
That's
a good
go blue.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. National champion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably got recruited illegally, too.
All right, Neil.
No, he was before.
Oh, okay.
Juju?
Yeah.
It's on the back of his helmet. I know Juju.
Juju Lewis Meteor. 6 of 10.
Nice. Hey. Okay, Tyson. He's got multiple autos here.
It's a triple.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck.
And yours was a hobby box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joquavius. Joquavius Marks.
Okay. I've actually heard of him before.
Ligel Attack?
Oh, my goodness. You're making up names down.
I would say it sounds like Zyrtec. It's like
a run.
Lideatrick. Lidelatric. Griffin. And quarterback, Will Rogers.
Okay.
At least you had one.
You at least you got one name you can get.
G. Louise. 4-6. He was Mississippi State, set a bunch of passing records in the SEC, and I think he's going to Washington to replace Michael Penix Jr.
There you go.
So that might not be a bad one.
Okay. Overall, guys, look, what do you guys think?
I like it.
These mamas needed to name the babies a little better than that.
I don't disagree.
I think it looks great.
It's great looking.
Great looking. I think the value's there. I mean, the good thing about, I will say, with the Leaf stuff is chance of pulling Stroud dollars, you can't do that with Panini. You know, I think now you're getting guys that are not only in the draft tonight, but future starting quarterbacks at teams.
That's what I like, is there's potential here. Like this Juju Lewis.
Yes,
you just
he's
never
the
know.
Number one.
He could he's be on your boxing cover.
He's the number one recruit out of high school, apparently. Yeah. So he's the top get, and he's exclusive with Leaf. They wanted to make sure they got him because they feel confident this kid is going to be the next big
thing. They've done that a couple of times. Yeah, didn't they do it with Quinn?
They got Travis Hunter on
the team. Years ago, too, they did that. So, no, overall, great great product, great price point. I mean, normally we go and rip, like, contenders at draft night, but I think it's just I was talking to Josh, Minnesota Josh, on the phone today. He's like, how much football are you going to rip tonight? I'm like, probably not. Maybe Leaf. I was like, because I don't like ripping Panini when I can't pull autographs of C.J. Stroud.
Do you remember 2012-2013 era when the draft was happening and you could open a box of cards like Upper Deck football and like pull the guys that are literally being drafted?
That's kind of like Bowman Chrome.
Yeah,
the Bowman Chrome would be the one I would do probably too.
Like that, and just but back then there were so many options, and now it's. Yeah, I mean, you might. Breaker's Delight, if you will.
No, I don't have any of those left.
Oh, okay.
We sold those, but I might do a Bowman's Best.
But, like, I remember because I ripped and pulled, like, two seconds.
I think I just convinced myself.
2 seconds before we got drafted, I pulled the Ryan Tannehill letter auto.
Yep.
And it was like, Ryan Tannehill. I'm like, who the heck is Ryan?
Hey,
it's that guy. And he does Dolphin. So
we used to be up in Cincinnati
for
the draft, and we would have stuff. Like, of guys that would get drafted that.
I remember. And then the next day, we'd race over to, like, the bargain bins
and
try to find the
leader. Yeah, you used to go on those, too. Yeah, so
yep,
this
I remember
is,
that.
This is year 17 of Neil and I watching 17. The draft. 17 years. Did we ever miss a year?
No.
Even though you were with What's-Her-Face at one point? We didn't miss? That's impressive. That's damn impressive.
Yeah, we were in Cincinnati.
We used to watch all these Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's the only place we used to watch once we started doing the Cincinnati Molar Show.
Yep.
Him and I. But we first ever one we watched was 2007.
Buffalo Wild Wings
in St. Charles. And that's when I wanted Brady Quinn.
So
and we took
bad.
Adrian Peterson and I was
you were
mad. But also he was there. But it turned out that one turned out to be good. But I was super depressed when we took Christian Ponder.
I called that one.
And that one was horrific. I knew that off the get-go, but.
What was Lamar Jackson's year?
2018.
18.
That was the 1 year I watched with you guys.
We were in Cincinnati because I remember Baker Mayfield was being, he was Howie Towner. Yeah, that was.
Ohio.
That was,
And that was the one, which was the one with Bortles?
Bortles was 2014.
Maybe
that was
that
Derek
was
Carr.
One.
That was that Johnny Manziel. Because
he was the first one picked.
2014.
We watched that one at Show Me's.
Yes, that one I remember. Because I remember we were all like,
which,
whoa.
Oh, here?
Yeah, the 94.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there. I remember watching that one.
Yeah. I recall. Yeah,
I remember where we were sitting, and he just kept
Hot Shots?
Was it Hot Shots?
It
might
have
been Hot Shots.
I think it was Hot Shots, the one that's still there?
Yeah.
That's Hot Shots. Yeah, I thought we watched that there for a couple years, because I remember when in 2013 we watched, because we traded back in the first round and got Christian Ponder. Not Christian Ponder. Cordell Patterson.
Yes.
Christian Ponder's on my mind, a.k.a. J.J. McCaffrey. Oh, J.J.
See? There you go. Oh, you only want J.J.
J.J. McCarthy, McCaffrey. I'm losing my mind, so.
Probably the only good player out of that draft.
J.J.
Cordero Patterson. He made the all-decade.
2013, yeah.
He was the all-decade player.
But we didn't get, you know, he was just basically a glorified kick returner for us. But he was never used the right way. They just never used him correctly. And then I'm glad to see his career do what it did. That somebody finally used him the way he should have been used.
Now he is, I think, a Steeler.
Adam's in the background. Make sure we know Steelers. So, okay. Well, that was fun. I like it. I think it's going to be a popular rip tomorrow. I think it's going to be a popular rip on Sunday. I mean, right now it's football season. I highly encourage, if you're going to rip, my advice would be anything Leaf football right now would be a good one to get. Yeah. Also, I think Bumacrum University of any type, Delight Hobby or Blasters. I think those are the ones you probably, or I think Prism Blasters for football are good ones to rip, or Megas right now, because you can get those reasonable and you can try to pull Strouds and all that stuff. But
and today someone's stock, if you will, in terms of cards is going to skyrocket today.
Because somebody's going to get picked in the first round. Yeah. Look at what
Michael Penix will go like fifth, and everybody will freak out because he's supposed to be a second.
How crazy Xavier Worthy stuff went after he ran that 40?
No, I didn't.
Oh, his stuff was like $3, and overnight it was like 10 times that.
Yeah.
So I thought you liked that.
You never know what's just floating around.
All right. Speaking of floating around, we got one question, but that ties in.
That leaves
speaking
us
of floating around,
I'm just going. Shout out Tommy Dreamer.
Our question is from Cards.
Shout out Nye.
With the first pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select
J.J. McCarthy.
It's no question they should have kept Justin Fields, but I think we're all in agreement here. It's going to be Caleb Williams.
I have Caleb written down. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Caleb at one is the no-brainer. It's going to happen because all the rumors are that they were offered a ton to fall back one spot.
Yes.
And this J.J. McCarthy stuff, I think it's just smoke.
I think it's
just trying to freak people out.
It's everything's freaking everybody out.
Because it's just today you really started to hear it.
All right, so we got Caleb Williams 1. We're on to number 2, the
Washington Blanks, I guess.
Okay, who's going 2, guys?
Let the guests go first.
I'm not going first on all of these, but I'll go first this time. I'm going to start out with Jaden Daniels.
That is mine. Okay. Too. That was mine.
Jaden Daniels for me as well.
No, I want Ryan to go first because I think he's just going to agree with everything.
No, shut up.
Oh, yeah, I got that guy.
Number 3, the New England Patriots.
Well, who did you pick it to?
Jaden Daniels. Okay, I think no-brainer going to happen. This is where it gets interesting.
Rotate.
There you go. So Tyson's next.
Okay, the New England Patriots are taking
nobody.
Or trading.
This is where I think your monstrous cluster of trades begin. I think 3, 4, and 5 get traded. So 3 gets traded to your Vikings, and they take Drake
May.
And I am okay with that 100%. To me, it's get him at 3. What's the point of waiting till 4? If you're going to give up 2 first rounds this year and possibly one next year to move in to get number then you know Drake May's your guy. Because in my opinion, J.J. McCarthy
you got your most of your team and you got a running back upgrade. Like, you get the quarterback. So
right now, who's quarterbacking in New England? Who's our quarterback in New England?
Jacoby Brissett.
Which I'm sure Mayo likes.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mayo has a pass.
Yeah, he brought him back.
You know,
he's probably looking at that team going, there's too much here to change. A quarterback's not going to help.
Well, here's my point with that. If I'm a first-year coach after replacing arguably the greatest coach of all time, you want to build this team the way you want to build it. How are you going to do that with getting draft picks? We're building the future.
Build that defense.
One guy is not going to change the landscape of that whole organization.
Build that defense. Get draft picks through.
And he's a defensive mind. Yep. So I think I am in agreement with you. I would hope the only quarterback I want to trade up for is Drake May.
No, wait till my number 4 pick when I tell you what happens.
Okay, well, Drake, I will agree that we get Drake. I think we move in to get Drake, man.
Oh, he's agreeing. Who would have thought?
I would love to see him fall to 11, but I don't think we can wait till 4. I think we have to go in at 3 and get him.
I still think Drake May goes there, but I think New England takes him.
Okay. So Drake May still at 3.
Yep.
He is the number 3 off the board, no question. We're all in agreement. Number 4 gets interesting.
I think there's a trade. I think the Giants trade up and take J.J.
I disagree. I'm going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. is going right here because Kyler Murray's tweet out today and Kyler Murray's getting a receiver. I think Marvin Harrison's going to get taken right and run in front of you. Yeah. So,
Marvin Harrison gets drafted by the Arizona Cardinals.
Thank you. Done. Stamp it.
At 4?
Yeah. 4.
Okay. Number 4 is a trade because my belief, I think they're going to see what the value they got for 3 and the Arizona Cardinals will take a little less than what New England got for number 3. And they'll trade with, are you ready?
Giants.
The Chicago Bears. They trade away the rest of this year's draft, which is only
because they want to get Marvin Harrison.
And they trade number one next year, and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I believe. And so it's a first rounder. Their first number nine.
Yep.
The rest of this year's draft, which is two picks, I think number 31 and whatever, and a first rounder next year for people are calling
like
as a Hall of Fame wide receiver to go with DJ Moore and I forgot the other receiver.
Keenan Allen.
You know Keenan Allen's starting to hit the daylight or the
end of his career. He looked pretty damn good last year,
so if they can teach
him. Gave him away for nothing.
Until he got hurt.
Until he got hurt, but he looked great all
season. And Chicago just announced their $5 billion dome stadium. Yeah. So... yeah, I think Chicago comes back, takes...
So if that happens, that reminds me of like the old covers back in the day with Beckett when like the Chargers took Breeze and Tomlinson, and you get these like Chubb and Baker, and you get these combos.
These two will be...
What a combo that would be.
That would
be
an
insane
combo.
I think that would
be
awesome to see. I would hate it because I'm a Vikings fan, but how cool would that be to see it happen? I still think the Cardinals need to get that receiver for Kyler. If they're going to give Kyler one last go, I think then they can go thinking next year or so.
Yeah, but yes. Yeah.
I mean, the last time the Cardinals
if you're not
took
your value,
a receiver like this in the first round turned out to be one of the, what I think is one of the top receivers of all time, top five in Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So they have a history of drafting these guys and keeping them. And Marvin Harrison's got a great head on his shoulder, just like Larry Fitzgerald had. Played a great college, too, right now.
Anyway.
All right. We're at number five. You're going to go first this one because you're Los Angeles Chargers
you.
On the clock.
Starts with you.
All right. I'm going to go with, they're going to take J.C. Latham.
Alabama tackle.
Yep. They're going to go tackle it here.
Yeah. That's exactly who I was going to say, too.
I've seen him mocked a lot to him.
I think he makes more sense than all, like, just as, like, Harbaugh's style of play.
And we already have a left tackle, so you got to move him to the right. So, sorry.
I mean, if Merritt Harrison not there, even what Matt said this morning, even if Harrison was there, you still think they don't take Harrison? So, no, disappoints Neil.
Tyson, you're up.
Sorry. So, with Arizona trading, the Chargers go, dang it, we wanted Marvin Harrison, right? They move, and there's a team that I think wants, I can't remember his Nabbers, Neighbors.
Neighbors. Yeah, Malik Neighbors.
And I think that's a team that, oh, no, they already traded. I was going to say possibly Minnesota, but I think the Steelers. I think the Steelers move up to take a wide receiver.
I don't know. The Steelers never really do that. I can't really, I don't know.
I mean, in this situation, I got Harrison going to the Chargers.
I mean, that's what you
I
want.
I mean, that's what
yeah,
I want.
That's what you want. I mean,
do
I
think it's
going to
happen?
May. If I get J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to throw up. I mean,
I honestly don't think it's going to happen, but it's what I want to happen.
Could also see, depending on how Kansas City feels in-house about what happened with Rashee Rice, maybe making a move to go get a wide receiver.
But that's a big jump.
That's a massive jump. They will not do that. They will always sit back and draft. They've always sat back, except, like, they're going to sit back on this one.
Also, the Chargers wouldn't trade to the Chiefs.
True, but they're
just
going to sit back.
I mean, they would, but they would want extra.
Moving on, we got the pick number six is the New York Giants.
Giants, I think this is where Neighbors goes.
This is where projected. I don't think the Giants are taking a quarterback because everybody's like, oh, they're going to trade up. I'm like, why? Now you have Drew Lock and you have Daniel Jones under that contract.
You just answer your own question. You got Drew Lock and Daniel Jones.
Point being is it really going to throw another one in the mix? The guys that are you just done with Daniel Jones? I mean, under that contract, you might as well give him one go.
You have to get some receivers.
You have to. Like, they have no receivers.
This is the Giants?
Yes. Yeah. Malik Neighbors is the pick here. He's the number two to go off the board.
So with how I've got mine, I think the Rome Odunze from Washington, I think that's where he goes at six. Because that's where I think some team's going to jump in front of the Giants to take
Malik Neighbors.
Won't you be my neighbors?
Hello, neighbor.
And that's where I think that's what happens with five. That's why I think the Chargers.
I had the Giants trading with the Cardinals, so I take the Cardinals are taking Neighbors.
Okay,
that's why.
So you think it's just like a flip flop? Well,
they get extra draft capital and they still get them.
So who do you think the Cardinals are taking it for?
I said the Giants are taking JJ.
Okay, gotcha. So you think they're going for a quarterback? I don't think they are.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to go receiver. All right, moving on. Number seven, the Tennessee Titans.
Tackle, Joe Alt.
Yep.
That's who I got.
Yep.
Same. Yep. Across the board.
All right, moving on.
I feel good.
Eight, we have the Atlanta Falcons.
I got Dallas Turner, the edge
guy.
That's
the projection.
Yep.
Yeah, that was. Yep.
All right,
it's there.
On.
I have it.
All right, so this is where it gets dicey. Tyson, we have the Chicago Bears here. Tyson says the Bears traded in. Yep. So
this is where the Patriots are at. This is where the Patriots, I think, take the other tackle to start building the team's line.
J.C. Latham.
Yeah.
Right.
J.C. Latham?
Or yeah.
Whatever.
It's J.C. Latham from Alabama.
Okay. I can't pronounce this guy's name.
Fashanu.
Alamuiawa
Fashanu. Fashanu.
Fashanu. Yeah. That's who I think the Bears are taking.
I got him.
Fashanu.
Okay. I got him taking Rome.
Okay.
Because then they got their other quarter or wide receiver.
Okay. That's so I get both points. What he's saying in trading, I get your point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Moving on. We have the New York Jets at 10.
They're going to go all in this year, try and get one for Rodgers, and they're going to get him more receiving help and get Odunze here.
Okay. This is the guy I thought would be. Okay. I think there's a trade. I think the receivers are gone, and the Jets didn't get one, so they make a trade with the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And the Raiders go get who they think their franchise quarterback is, J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. I'm going to go Romeo Odunze here.
Brock Bowers.
That was the other one.
I like that.
Brock, that's the other one I heard.
I don't think he shouldn't.
Mike Williams, who's almost always hurt.
Yep.
Garrett Wilson, you got the tight end.
Yep.
I don't know. That's why I say Bowers right there.
Yeah. It's just Rodgers telling me he needs more weapons, but that is a weapon for Rodgers.
He finally got a weapon in the first round.
All right. We move on to number 11, which on the board right now is the Minnesota Vikings.
I didn't go this far down.
I'm ready to go to 32, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're going to knock this first round. This is what it's about, guys. I mean, we're here to have a good time. Oh, look at Neil wasn't prepared.
Because I wrote the top 10. You would have done it in an hour.
I didn't tell you the full script. Okay, so obviously at 11 here, this is where the Vikings pick is. I'm with Tyson. I think we trade in to get him. I think the Patriots then take J.J. McCarthy.
I think the Vikings stand pat and take J.J. McCarthy.
Which is the only spot I'm okay with us taking J.J. McCarthy. If we can hold our guns and we get him at 11, I'll accept it. I'm not thrilled, but I'll accept it. I just don't want to trade in for J.J. McCarthy.
Michael Penix.
No.
For who?
For your Vikings.
No, we're not taking Michael Penix. Not happening. All right, who are you taking?
I think I messed that up.
What?
Who are you taking here at 11?
This is 11.
That's what I just said.
You taking Michael Penix?
Yeah.
No way. Who did I say the Vikings?
You're saying there's 73 trades, so don't start with that. No way.
That's just our opinions. I mean, like, who are we? We're just a bunch of dudes on the podcast.
I may have boops that. Sorry.
Oh, no way.
No, I said the Patriots earlier.
Well, the Patriots would be here at 11. If they traded pick three back, they're at 11.
I think I said at 9, the Patriots.
Okay, the Patriots would be 11. So 9 wouldn't be.
This is where Fashanu would be for the Patriots.
Okay, that's who you think they're taking?
Right.
I think that they're going to fall back and say, we'll take McCarthy. I'm hoping that's the case.
Cardinals.
I mean, the guy I want in this draft is Drake May. There's no question I want Drake May.
I like Drake May.
I want him. Any quarterback in this draft.
My number 9 was Cardinals, not Patriots. They'll still take that tackle, by the way.
But I'm okay with us waiting if we have to take McCarthy here.
I mean, it's possible he falls.
Which is why I think the Raiders jump in front of. But
all right. No moving way. On to 12. We have the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the trade with Denver.
This is Denver's pick.
Oh, no, this is okay. This is Denver. Sorry, this is Denver. My bad. Looking at the wrong thing.
I have had some.
I don't know whose turn it is, I'll be honest.
I'll just go. We'll start here. I have had some conversations with two Denver Bronco fans.
Shout out, Pete.
What's up, Eric from Chicago? They do not want a quarterback in the first round, even though I think I still have Bo Nix there. I haven't picked him. I think they take the edge rusher from UCLA, Latu.
I'll say Bo Nix.
I'll say the best, like whatever offensive lineman that they like there. One of the Samoan guys, one from Oregon State and one from Washington, I think. So
they're not taking quarterback. They're taking someone. I know what you're saying, man, but I think Bo Nix. I think they're going to go quarterback here. I think they're aching for some future. I think their future, Sean Payton needs to
Sean
get that.
Payton, yeah,
get
Sean
that
Payton's
got
to have to love taking the quarterback in the first round. So if there is that guy he loves, then he'll take
here's
him.
Here's my problem now. This used to not be the case with the league, and I think it's because these leashes on these quarterbacks is 2 to 3 years max.
Yeah,
2 years. I mean, look, Kenny Pickett's gone. I mean, Justin Fields is third year. All these guys. Point being is we're seeing guys going in the first round that used to go round 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's we've got to get this quarterback. We got to get him now. And if it don't work in 2 years, we got to reset, rinse and repeat. And used to not be that way in the league. You'd get but I think it's those rookie contracts now. Where like Sam Bradford got insane money.
Oh,
You're kind of tied to him for how many years. So I do think Bo Nix and Penix are traditional second round picks, possible third, but we're seeing these guys go in the first round.
You could
round.
See them all go in the first round, yeah.
All right, so next up, Raiders at 13. I got him going Michael Penix.
Penix.
Well, I got him taking Latham.
So this is my trade with the Jets. This is where they take their tight end.
Brock Bowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jets for the Raiders swap.
All right, moving on to 14. Did everybody pick New Orleans Saints?
Offensive lineman. Just yeah. Whatever one of the Samoan guys didn't get taken.
I would say Fuantu.
Fuantu, yeah. Troy Fuantu. Fantuno.
The
yeah.
First cornerback comes off the board for me. Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
Okay. Next up, we have the Indianapolis Colts.
Shout out 2 Chainz.
Shout out.
Going to go Brock Bowers here.
Yep, this is where I see him going. This is where I see Bowers going.
Chop, chop, chop Robinson. Edge from Penn State University. Go Lions.
Brian Thomas from LSU. Somebody,
that's who you got going?
Somebody to go with Michael Pittman.
Makes sense. Okay, moving on. We have the Seattle Sea Chickens at 16.
I'd say the edge guy from Florida State. Jared Verse.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Terrion Arnold.
The coin.
You go or me go?
Yeah.
You look.
Yeah.
The second cornerback, Quinion Mitchell, because it's the Sea Chickens and they love those names.
Okay.
They should take Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, they already have.
No, not yet.
Devin Witherspoon last year, and he was a stud. I mean, they can pair up another one of these corners with him. That'd be nasty. Another Legion of Boom starting here.
Yeah, you got to stop Matthew Stafford here pretty soon with Cooper and Puka.
That's true. I don't know how many more years Cooper's got left. Moving on, 17, Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is where I got Terrion Arnold going.
This is where I have Quinion Mitchell going.
This is where I think they bolster that offensive line and go Troy Fautanu from Washington.
That's right, man. You said it.
Okay.
Amarius Mims, O-tackle, Georgia.
Uga.
All right, moving on here at 18, we have the Cincinnati Bungles.
I got the other Samoan lineman
okay.
going to him. Protect Burrow more.
I have the other one, the Fauga, the other tackle going there.
I'm going to go Byron Murphy the second.
It's a great pick. I mean, I can't pass up Byron Murphy. What a stud.
All right, moving on. Number 19, we have the Rams, Tyson.
We'll let Ty go for this one.
Kool-Aid.
I'm going to get a jersey. I'm going to run through a wall. I'm going to be red, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah.
Think Kool-Aid goes this early?
They need a cornerback so bad in L.A. It is bad. He goes early, but it's Alabama. It's someone they could teach. Apparently, he's very teachable, very whatever.
Coachable.
Yeah, very coachable. Thank you. And, that's what I think.
Okay.
Kool-Aid.
I also think corner, but I think Quinion Mitchell's going to be there for them. So.
That'd be nice, but Kool-Aid's there.
The tackle from Penn State.
Okay.
Fashanu.
I have the Commanders trading up and taking a Marius Mims.
Didn't you already say Mims go?
No. I did.
He did.
Oh, did. Okay. I heard the name.
It's so hard to keep track of.
It is. So, moving on, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Terrible towel style.
The kid from Duke, Barton.
Okay.
I have them trading with the Chargers. And I think the Chargers take Brian Thompson, or Thomas Jr., sorry. Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU.
I also think Barton as, like, the top center prospect in the draft. It's a good pick for the Steelers.
I got him taking Ninja Guyton, Tyler Guyton here.
I see what you did there.
You see? Ninja Guyton! You ever seen the movie The Wizard?
Yes. I have. I don't
remember. Literally, he goes, he's like, what's the game? He's like, Ninja Gaiton, the guy. He's like, it's just great. He just all this creek gets all pumped up to say Ninja Gaiton. All right, moving on. The Miami Dolphins at 21.
I got Mims going here.
Jared versus Florida State edge. Versi.
Okay. Dolphins. Jerzon Newton.
We'll go Jared Verse, yeah, Florida State.
That's
edge.
What.
Okay. 22 Denver Broncos or the Eagles, Eagles, depending on how Eagles. Some people project the trade. Eagles here. I'm going to go.
Shout out Reese.
Shout out Reese. Talisi Fuaga if he falls.
Guyton.
That's who you got, Ninja Guyton going?
They need some white guys on defense, so I'm going to go Cooper DeJean.
I like that kid.
Safety from Iowa.
I like DeJean Munchen.
Can't have too many pass rushers. Chop Robinson.
Ooh, chop it up, baby.
All right. 23, Cleveland Browns?
No.
You're a Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, I have a trade. Sorry, this would be the New England Patriots, my bad. If that trade goes down, but is our Vikings, if our Vikings it, were
that's,
here.
That's where I'm at with you with the Patriots.
Okay, yeah, it's a weird throw-off one.
We're Patriots, they're Vikings.
Yeah. So if I have the Patriots, oh, that's a good one.
Xavier Worthy, wide receiver, Texas.
His stock went up a ton from that combine.
Yep.
It's because he ran a.
I have the Minnesota Vikings selecting Cooper DeJean.
Ooh. Mm.
Cool. Somebody's got to replace the hit.
Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, it's time to move on. I like that.
I got the edge guy from UCLA, Latu.
I'll say if we stay there, let's just go the Vikings, Chop Robinson.
Chop it up.
All right. Uh-oh. Dallas Cowboys are on the clock. Who we getting, Matt?
Who I want or who I think.
Yes.
Here's Ezekiel. He might be coming back.
Yeah. So, like, the D-tackle from Illinois, I would be okay. The Jerzon Newton. But, I mean, heaven would allow me to, like, well, allow the Cowboys to select, like, Adonai Mitchell here. That would be sick. Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually who I have him.
Okay.
Taken.
Amarius Mims tackle okay. to replace.
I hit him up higher. I'm going to go Graham Barton.
Okay. I would love if Graham Barton falls.
There you go.
Yep.
Because he is not on the board I'm going off of. He's not been picked. So. Okay. 25 Packers. This is where Cooper DeJean goes. I think this is, unless somebody goes and gets him earlier, he's the perfect fit for Green Bay.
Yeah. I got DB Cooper.
You in? Who else? You already had Cooper.
I'm going to go with Nate Wiggins, cornerback.
Okay.
Did you say DB Cooper, like the dude that like hijacked that
He's
airplane?
A defensive back, and his first name's Cooper.
I'm going to go Kool-Aid McKinstry here.
He's going to be going. Rams.
All right. Moving on, 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They get a Power Johnson here.
Mm. It's crazy to think the Bucs had picked 26. They were that good last year?
Yep.
That's made right. the playoffs. They went to playoff games. Jeez. It's just crazy to think that.
How you pronounce your kid, Mitchell?
Adonai.
Adonai Mitchell goes to the Bucks. Get Baker a weapon.
I mean, Mike Evans still there, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Say they're going to start grooming their next quarterback. Bo Nix goes here to there you the go. Buccaneers. Ain't bad.
Okay, I'm going to go Jared Verse this pick.
Verse.
Are we all into that one? Get a pick in? Mm-hmm. Yep. Moving on, we have the Houston Texans. 27? No?
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, the trade from that's right. Okay. I'm going to go Latu.
This is where I got Chop going.
Chop, boogie.
Johnny Newton.
Cardinals.
Baby.
I don't know about you guys just sitting here doing this. I cannot wait till
Sunday. Oh, dude, trust
me. 5 o'clock.
I'm like, this is just fun and all, but like, I need the draft. I'm doing a Bones best case. Why not? I literally got to rip something football. I convinced myself. Like, I was like, I'll just rip wrestling. Nah, whatever.
I'll go Latu as well.
Okay.
Latu.
I think we are going to be probably in agreement on this Buffalo's Bills pick. I think
at least
the
position.
The position.
It's the position for sure.
Okay. Buffalo Bills, who you guys got going?
Xavier Worthy,
yeah.
They trade out because their wide receivers are gone. I took all the wide receivers. Yeah. I could see someone like San Francisco moving up or something like that, or maybe the Ravens. But I could see like...
I don't think the Bills could trade. I think their fan base, I think they're...
What if...
They need to make...
The wide receivers are gone in my draft.
What if the wide receivers are gone and they trade out and get a wide receiver... speaking of the 49ers, there's been a lot of talk of
Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk being on the market.
That would be amazing for them.
Trading it to the Bills to move up.
Think of how great Ayuk has been with Brock Purdy, what he could do with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And they take Christian Haynes from UConn, the guard.
I got him going Brian Johnson, Thomas Jr. Sorry, Brian Thomas Jr. He's the other guy you're looking at. So,
LSU.
Again, Xavier Worthy I like, but again, I think Xavier Worthy is really his stock went up because of the combine.
Yes.
I mean, there's no question. I don't, obviously, Texas guy.
To me, he's a lot like Khalil Shakur that they already have.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. That's a good point. Good point.
All right, 29, the Detroit Lions. This is where Kool-Aid goes.
Yeah, I would say
Kool-Aid's going
here. They're going to be drinking the Kool-Aid.
They replace their center and get Graham Barton.
Okay. Matt?
There's no way that he's getting past the Cowboys there.
he's like not
the dude
happening.
Nate Wiggins, another corner.
Okay. That's okay, so that's pick 30, Baltimore. That's where I have Nate Wiggins going is 30. So which is one pick later?
Patrick Paul.
Patrick Paul.
The offensive tackle.
Tyson.
Kingsley. Samuatalai.
Okay, and Matt?
Oh.
Sorry, we're on the Ravens.
Super quick.
Sorry, yeah, we're...
He's got to get it under an hour.
We actually are going to get this under an hour.
Oh, not
sure we're not.
Now I'm going to make sure we don't.
Watch it.
Brian Thomas, receiver for the Ravens.
Moving on here, pick 31, San Francisco 49ers.
Xavier Leggett.
I got Xavier Worthy going here. This is where I have Worthy going.
I mean, it's another wide receiver.
But I also could see like them possibly trading Ayuk, and they're definitely going a receiver. Whatever they do, they're probably going receiver.
But they did pretty good with the last South Carolina.
Yeah, they did.
Wide receiver they took.
I don't think I've had Jared Verse taken yet, so we'll go edge. They love their pass rushers, so.
Tyson?
To go with Bosa.
I thought you did. Anyway, doesn't matter.
It's hard to keep track.
I have no idea.
I only did 10 picks. I was like,
this was 49ers.
Correct.
So I think they make that trade and they get Buffalo. So I think Buffalo's up here. I am going to go with one wide receiver there.
Did you have Brian Thomas go yet?
Yes.
Okay. You had Xavier Worthy go?
Yes. Keon Coleman from Florida State.
Okay. That's a good one. Yep. That's one. All right. We all get our 49ers in?
Yep.
And last up, final pick of the night. If the Chiefs stand there, the world champion Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock.
Thank you for giving me a name to say, Tyson. Keon Coleman, Florida State wide receiver.
That's great.
Newton, the defensive lineman from Illinois.
I think I'm going to go with Donnie Mitchell.
That would be nice.
The New England Patriots make a trade with the Kansas City Chiefs and select either Bo Nix. I guess it's just Bo Nix that all I had left. Or Michael Penix.
Before we get off here, I'm going to make sure there's been nothing breaking in the football world.
Yeah, you're good.
Sure.
I think I think 18 comes back to Kansas City and takes the quarterback. That's my prediction. I think it's the Patriots because they traded out. And I think whoever guy they really like, Bo Nix or Michael Penix, they'll grab. So there it is. There you are.
And odds are none of this will happen.
Yeah, like
probably not.
In my mock, there was like only three or four quarterbacks taken in the first round, and there's going to end up being like six or seven.
Which is
the way I heard was.
Like I said, point, like these, it's J.J. McCarthy would have been a second round pick.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Like, same with Penix and Bo Nix, second, third, fourth round picks now.
But everybody's
no offense.
No offense.
He's more like a Will Greer to me.
I'll admit, he's not ready.
I don't.
He's
want
really
him,
not ready.
But that's the point. Hey, if we get him at 11, we don't have to make a trade. We have Sam Darnold on the helm for a year. But I think a lot of our pick deals with if JJ, the real JJ in Minnesota, wants to stay there.
Yeah.
Wants to get the extension. He's now going to be the most paid after Amon just got paid.
Amon got paid for no reason.
That's why I wish we had locked him up 2 years ago. It's going to cost us more, but we have the cap space. JJ's got to have something to say on which quarterback he wants. If
100%.
He says, if you get Drake May, I'm going to stay here.
Then you trade whatever you
take whatever
have
it gets. And that you have to do whatever you can to keep Justin Jefferson. I was talking to, I can't remember what I was talking this morning, but he, I think it was Josh Minnesota. He is truly a game changer in his position. Like, Amon-Ra St. Brown is amazing. He's great. He's not
a
game
possession.
Changer.
He's
JJ,
a possession guy.
JJ is a game changer.
JJ's
insane. I mean, how many receivers in the league not many you can say are true game changers in this league. If we do not get him, he is the number one free agent next year, and everybody should be throwing as much money at him.
Oh, and they will.
They will.
They will.
So it's our job as the Vikings to we will screw this up. We will screw this up.
We suck again.
We will screw this up. Somehow they'll draft Christian Ponder the draft, or they'll forget to get their pick on time. It's what we do. But this is our opportunity. This is now the our GM's and coach's team now. It's no longer Spielman's team. Sorry, I'm fired up because tonight sets up the next 2 to 3, maybe 10 years, maybe longer of my life. This is the time we go get our quarterback.
See, this is where Harbaugh's setting the groundwork for the team he wants.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why I wouldn't be surprised if we go offensive line or we trade back.
And you have the quarterback. I would kill for us. I would kill to trade for Justin.
Sounds like you might
not
have
the quarterback. Why we can't do it? We can't take on that money and sign Justin Jefferson. There's no way unless the Chargers are saying, "Oh, we'll eat a good amount of money."
Why would we do that?
But would you rather have JJ McCarthy as your quarterback or Justin Herbert?
Herbert.
And the truth shall set you free.
I've said JJ is not ready.
JJ's not ready. He's not. He is, like you said, he is a Will Greer second, third round, fourth round pick, allegedly 2 years ago. Three. I mean, it's just these teams are so panicked for those quarterbacks. Look at what's the 49ers got lucky with Trey Lance by drafting Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, there is that next potential starting quarterback that's going to get drafted the fourth, fifth, or sixth round.
And you look at all these first round quarterbacks, how many are turning out?
I would say
none. I mean, look at the 21 draft.
Yeah.
I'm okay with, I forgot what Jordan Love was. He was first round. I'm okay with you taking a first round quarterback if you let them sit for years.
Which JJ needs to do.
For years. I mean, I remember like 2 years ago, Jordan Love threw this pass and everybody's like,
dude, he came into camp and they were like, there's this kid's not going to make it in the NFL.
And just let him learn, let him grow, let him build. And now he's a potential top 10 fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
And oh, 100%.
He's a playoff quarterback. Like I was talking to a couple guys about it, like the last four games of the year, I think he lost one, but it was playoff pressure. You got to make it. You got to win. He won three of the four games and threw like 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. Like, yes, the system also has to work for a young quarterback, but Green Bay has done it with Favre, with Rodgers, and now they're starting to see it with Love. I wonder if there's a reason why that works.
There's a pattern. But they didn't draft Favre.
No,
they got locked into Favre.
But Favre had been drafted, played a year, or you know, was there for a year.
But he was groomed.
The trade for him
was
going to be groomed. Mikowski got hurt. Enter Favre. And even those early years of Favre, he threw 50,000 interceptions, and Mike Holmgren has no hair for that reason.
Brett Favre would not make it in this era. He would be cut. He would be a bench coach. Yep. No team in this league that they have tolerance.
And once they sat down and started teaching him, Brett Favre became Brett Favre.
Yeah, but he still threw 30 picks and 30 touchdowns. Everybody loved him.
Got a Super Bowl. How many does the Viking have?
He didn't give me one.
He got one for somebody.
Wait, no, that's not us. Sorry. He got one Super Bowl.
See, I got one with St. Louis, one with the Rams in L.A., and I lost to Brady twice. Anyway.
Neil, do you say you have a Super Bowl?
I mean, because I was a St. Louis Rams fan, yeah.
You don't have one as a Charger?
Not as a Charger. Okay, no. I do not.
Matt, you got yours all in the 90s?
Yeah, I don't remember them.
I don't remember them.
I actually remember the Cowboys Super Bowl. So.
Oh, I do too. Clear
they were blowouts.
I remember them. I'm just saying I had like more important stuff in my brain. I was trying to kiss girls and like, watch football games.
I was eight when that happened, 92, 93, right? Yeah. I was eight. I wasn't kissing girls at eight.
Are you kissing girls? Yeah. Are you kissing girls at 38?
Did I just reveal something I need to edit? What am I doing here? I was eight. I was in what? Second grade? Yeah, I was in second grade. I'm not trying to kiss girls in the tire. What was a giant tiger jungle gyms where you crawl in and...
Okay, on that note.
On that note, okay. Well, hey, I'm excited for tonight. I hope everybody listening is excited. I know, you know, again, if you don't listen to this podcast, maybe listen on Friday. This may have been irrelevant to you, but this was relevant for
us.
Or
you could tell us how many we got wrong.
Yeah,
wrong. Did you write it down?
Wrong answer.
No.
Oh.
I was supposed to write down four people's 32 picks.
I mean, you were writing.
I was doodling while you were talking.
Doodling.
All right, well, I guess I got something to do. I got something to do when I'm editing.
Fair enough. Matt, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome. Thank
Shout
you.
Shout out, Matt.
We haven't got to do this in a while. Shout out.
Shout out, Nye.
Yeah, you filling any breaks? You're doing anything with sports cards, relations? Are you going to shout out anything you're doing?
Eminem Breaks.
Shout out Eminem Breaks, Sunday night, 6 to midnight, RBICrew7.com. Come hang out. Chill, Fat Wappies, having fun.
That's right, man. You said
there it. There it is, and there you are.
All right. Well, good luck to all your teams tonight.
Go, JJ.
Stop it. Hopefully you guys trade Herbert and take him. And then I get to make fun of you.
I would cry.
I'm going to cry if we take you. All right. Well, good luck, Tyson. Good luck, Matt. Good luck, Neil. Good luck, me. Good luck, Adam. Good luck, all your teams out there.
Two Chainz.
Good luck, Two Chainz team. Good luck, Brandon's team. Good luck. Matt's already
Reese.
Reese, good luck.
Gio. You know,
Gio.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. Corey, everybody in the club getting tipsy. All right, on that note, big gulps, huh? Whoop.
See you later.